Hello, Sandra. You're a volunteer at the Bristol Upfest Festival, aren't you?
That's right. I volunteer every year. It's amazing. I love the vibe.
What does Upfest stand for?
Upfest is short for the Urban Paint Festival, and it's the largest street festival in Europe.
Why is Bristol so interesting to street artists?
Well, Bristol's graffiti scene is known around the world, and not just because of Banksy. Bristol has really embraced its vibrant art scene and made it into a brand.
How is the festival organized?
The festival is held on several locations in Bristol, as well as the popular tobacco factory, where it all started in 2008. This year, over 400 artists from more than 70 countries are expected to participate in a two-week painting event, which culminates in the festival weekend. As usual, boards and canvases are placed in more than 50 venues, while walls are reserved for more prominent artists.
There has been some talk about including more female artists, hasn't it?
That's right. Activists from Bristol's Women's Voice have been complaining about gender inequality. Although there are more female graffiti artists now, it's still a male-dominated scene. Murals are usually painted by men, while women tend to paint on smaller boards. Therefore, positive discrimination is sometimes needed to let the female voice be heard.
What is the difference between street art and public art?
The legal difference is permission. Graffiti are considered a form of vandalism, and if caught, the artist can be charged with a £5,000 penalty. On the other hand, graffiti painted with permission are public art. Therefore, all our venues are approved by the city authorities to avoid problems.
Do you think street art should be penalized?
Not every scribbling on the wall is art, that's for sure. Graffiti should be made by talented people who have something to say in a clever way. I personally love them because they make our back alleys, streets, and bridges colorful and full of life. On the other hand, I can understand that people are annoyed if their private property is vandalized.
Thank you, Sandra, and good luck with the festival.
You're welcome.